we knew the jig was up. Okay? We weren't going to win the war. We were going to pull out of there. The bottom line became staying alive. And as a sergeant, as primarily a squad leader, my mission became keeping as many of my men alive and as whole as possible.
After almost 50 years, Martin Lisinski can remember nearly every detail of one of the worst incidents of his time in Vietnam. Keeping his men alive, he says, getting home, nothing, not even fighting the enemy, was more important than that.
I'll confess, at that point, we fought, but we didn't go out looking for fights if we could avoid them. Nothing broke my heart more. Nothing broke my heart more than kneeling over this one wounded lieutenant with the medic working on him. He had been a ROTC lieutenant, which meant he'd gone ROTC training, Reserve Officer Training Academy. He'd gone to college and done ROTC in school and got his commission afterwards. So he was a ROTC lieutenant, and he had gotten married, you know, just a few months before he got sent to Vietnam. And here we are, you know, troops have started to go home, and we're kneeling over him, working on him, and he's hit a big booby trap. Literally, both his legs are blown off and his arm, and he's only got a piece of one hand left. What people don't realize is the shock value when you first see someone like that, because we're used to seeing people in terms of having arms and legs in a certain size proportion. You know what I mean? And then when you see people that have had their limbs blown off, it's kind of shocking, you know, to just see like the trunk and the head, you know, kind of thing. Just the thought of his suffering at that point and the fact that we were winding down and he had this wife of several months, this young woman in her 20s that he was going home to. And she had no idea. I mean, I forget exactly what keyed this thought about that time, about what was like over there. So it was kind of a very, mentally a very crazy time to keep your head together, to be running missions and patrols like you'd always done, but know that things were winding down. And that, so there was a real struggle with that.
Vietnam veteran and Nicasio resident Martin Lisinski, I spoke with him earlier this week. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.